This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast coming to you from Old Trafford, Manchester. Brentford have just lost the game 1-0. We win 4-1 on aggregate, so we go through to the European... No, we don't, no. It was a game that we set up to not expose ourselves to Man United too early. I think we wanted to keep it tight for as long as we humanly possible, and I think probably until the half an hour to go mark, and then give it a go a bit. We gave away one goal late in the first half, and it was a bit fortuitous for Man United. It fell to them. It wasn't, obviously Man United were at home and obviously they were going to have the lion's share of possession. We knew that was going to happen. Brentford had to stay tight, which they have done all season. And to come away with a 1-0 defeat is not shocking, but we didn't really go for it until half an hour to go. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, that's quite a good synopsis, Dave. Definitely the first half was Man United. It's a good lot of opportunities coming from them, culminating in their goal. But we did need to mix it up in the second half, and the three substitutions all at the same time really did make a difference. I think Josh De Silva, Kevin Sharda and Shander Baptiste put in a great shift to really good football and started giving us opportunities with a really clear chance by Kevin Sharda. That's going to look quite good on the highlights. I'd like to see that one again, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he looked really fast. He knocked it round players and he took them on. He was the only player in a blue shirt tonight to do that. And his speed got him clear. And you're right, he went one-on-one with De Gea. And De Gea, fair to him, he made himself big and he made the save. 1-1, would you have thought that was a fair result?
I tell you what, it would have been tough for us to get something out of this, because I don't think we had many shots on target other than Kevin Sharda's one. So, probably a fair result. Would have loved 1-1 though, of course.
So, finishes 1-0. Do you think we did ourselves justice tonight?
Second half, yes. First time, no. First half, no.
The changes with half an hour to go, they made a big difference. We actually started to ask some questions.
We made a big improvement with the subs. First half too passive, sat back too much, and midfield arguably a bit too weak. Second half substitutions, we got at them. We had one great chance, didn't take it, and that was the margin.
You say too passive, I'd agree, but do you think that was a tactic really? Just to kind of contain, not expose, just keep in the game and then go for it towards the end?
I felt there were too many 50-50s that we weren't winning. To be honest, Dave, too many 50-50s we didn't win in that sense. But what is it, only our sixth defeat at Man United? Come on.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not griping too much. It's just that I'm just trying to make sense of we probably could have done a little bit more. What did you make of the game?
I thought first half were very poor. We never closed them down quick enough. I thought we should have been better in the first half. He's made some changes, brought on a bit of pace, and I thought we were excellent second half. To be honest, man, I thought we were much better. We managed to contain them a bit more. But all in all, I mean, you kind of be grumbling at 1-0, but I thought we could have done better in the first half, to be honest. Michael's the guy you want to be asking, man.
Kevin Sharda came on, and he looks like he's going to be some player for us.
He is, mate, but he made the changes too late. That first half was horrible. We gave him too much respect. We've got to go through them. We're just lightweight and... Oh, it's like playing the Man United of old, and they're not. They're rubbish. They're garbage for me.
I mean, Plummer's just said, you know, we were, you know, lightweight's your word, but we were just trying to stay in the game, not expose ourselves too much, not to let them run away. I mean, that's just one way of looking at it. But you think we you know, we could have taken them tonight?
You've got to go in there. The pitch is soaking wet. You've got to take a few players out sometimes. It's all like light-hearted. They had two booked for quite big tackles in the first half. And we were like, with a couple on that far corner, with a couple of them pulled out, and you're thinking, you've got to go through them. You know, give them something to think about. And the pace did change it. They looked frightened when the pace came on, so, you know.
So we're walking away from Old Trafford. 4-1 on aggregate, I think it is. What did you make of the game?
4-1 on aggregate, let's do that. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? I mean, that's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, but we talked last night about what could happen up here, and did it pan out? I mean, there were some good performances second half after we made some changes, but you know, people have said we were too passive. We should have given it a go more. We should have got stuck into them. We should have hurt them a few times. We should have, you know, really gone for it tonight. Did you think that was ever part of Thomas's game plan?
No, I didn't. It looked to me like we came here to try and sort of almost conserve energy, and try and just basically see out 60 minutes. Hopefully still be at 0-0, and then maybe try and, because the first half we didn't show any sort of attacking intent. I don't know, and maybe that was the plan. I mean, every now and then we got the ball, things didn't fall for us at all in the first half, so you know, maybe we could have got a little bit more out of it. But I don't think we'd have made those changes as early if it'd still been 0-0. And then once you made the changes, you know, I thought we played really well.
And talking of the changes, you know, it has to be underlined again that Kevin Sharder came on, and he really did look confident and really, really quick. And Joshua Silva as well, he had a really good few moments.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Sharder looks comfortable at this level, playing in this stadium already, which is quite unusual for a young, new signing we have. De Silva, I thought, was great until we went to a two-man midfield. And I know why we did that, to get Wiese forward, but we gave up a midfielder. Maybe we could have given up a centre-back instead, rather than give up a midfielder when you're trying to, you know, get an equaliser.
And the goal we conceded, I mean, from my position, not really a lot we could have done about that. I mean, we could have cut out the cross. The long run, you know, through the middle of our midfield, and then to get the ball wide, that seemed to be more of a problem. But then, you know, Rashford, he reacted to, he would have been off, you know, there wasn't a technical offside in the old days, but he wasn't when he got the knockdown.
Yeah, no, true. He was standing in an offside position when the ball initially went forwards, and then when the knockdown comes in, he's not offside. And you know, it was weird, because I thought we were given offside for something similar in the second half, but yeah, I don't think it's technically offside.
No.
But there is an advantage. Maybe the rule's a bit wrong there.
So we're just coming away from Old Trafford. We've lost 1-0, 4-1 on aggregate, as I keep saying. Yeah. But what did you make of the game?
I think the first half we were defensive, really, really solid. We didn't offer enough going forwards, but second half it was like we flipped the switch. I think the substitutions really brought a lot to our second half performance, and we really went at them and gave them a really good go. And I think we really gave it our all in the second half, and I think we were so unlucky. We thoroughly deserved the point.
The Kevin Sharder chance, he was clean through on goal. Should he have done better, or did he just do brilliantly to get into that position?
I think he did brilliantly to get into the position at first. I don't think there was enough of an angle for him to strike it across goal. I think De Gea did quite a good job of covering the near post, but I think he could have cut it back. I think there was Tony on the edge of the 6-yard box, which he could have cut back to. There was maybe an opportunity there. That was our big opportunity.
Other good performances. You're right. You know, the substitutions did make a big difference. I thought Josh De Silva played well. I thought David Raya had a great game. He wasn't at fault for the goal, obviously. Who else stood out for you?
I thought Jensen looked quite classy on the ball. Pontus had a really good game. I thought he headed every corner away that they put into our box, and I thought Ethan had a good game as well.
Ben Mee, he did everything he was asked of him as well.
Yeah, he did. There was that moment in the second half where he was literally on the ground everywhere.
Yeah. It was almost a bit of Bambi on ice. He almost fell over, and he still got the pass away. Yeah. You know, you're a young Bees fan. You're obviously coming away. You're proud Bees tonight.
Yeah, really proud. I think that was a performance we can be really, really proud of, and. You know, we were so unlucky, and I think next season, I think we can come here, and I really do think we can win. It just shows you how far we've come. You know, I've been supporting us from the first season in the Championship to here, and we're coming away disappointed with a defeat at Old Trafford, at 1-0 defeat. It's just amazing how far we've come.
So, are you a despondent bee, or are you an upbeat bee? What kind of bee are you?
1-0 away to Man U. I mean, you can't complain, really, can you? I'd have taken that on the way up, probably. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to get a point, but they're players all over the pitch. I think it was sensible to be defensive in the first half. It was just a shame we couldn't get the quality on the break.
Yeah, and I mean, we were defensive, you know, and some people have said that we should have gone for it more. Others have kind of been a bit more philosophical and said, like, it was about getting to 30 minutes and still being in the game somehow, not being out of sight, and then maybe up in it then. Sharda coming on, we changed shape a little bit. We asked him for questions, like, Sharda, he looks a proper baller.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we were much more exciting in the second half, right? But they were already 1-0 up when they were more exciting. So, you know, it takes two to tango, you know. I think we did all right. Just to say we couldn't pull out a little bit of quality when we needed it.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, do you think Sharda will be kicking himself on the coach on the way back tonight?
One-on-one with the keeper, you kind of want him to score, don't you?
So, outside the stadium, there's a surprise. It's raining. You won't believe, like, our journey up, right? So we were in Hounslow West at 4 p.m. and we drove up like the wind, and got in for kickoff remarkably. And there was times when I didn't think it was quite going to happen around Birmingham, but we put our foot down in the TARDIS, and we are going to go straight back to London now. So you'll understand why I won't be finishing this off in a pub at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just going to trudge back to the car and head back south and get home and home safely. I hope everyone else has got back safe and sound. Yeah, I mean, rounding it off, really, it was a game that we probably could have got a bit more out of if we tried a bit more earlier, and we had a little bit more quality. It was I don't want to be defeatist and sort of say, oh, it's Old Trafford, it's all right to come here and lose. It's not really, but you know, we're Brentford in our second season in the Prem. We've come a long way. We got proper turned over up here last year. We've learnt a lot from that, I think. I think we could have given it a little bit more of a go, but they seem to have Brian and Bumo and Tony pretty much marked out the game in the first half and into the second. It was only when Sharda came on. I mean, we talk about all the great players that Man United have got in the team, and they have. Sharda actually looked like one of them. You know, he was a lot better. He was head and shoulders better than the other Brentford players in an attacking sense tonight for the Bees. I'd imagine that Man United fans are going home probably a little bit underwhelmed by their team. You know, they've got a squad full of legendary stars, and they're just beating us 1-0 and 4-1 on aggregate. I know 4-1 on aggregate is a little bit, you know, bit jokey, but it's true. That's where we have to mark this season, and it's incredible. So yeah, I'm trudging back. Fans everywhere, of course. Looking around at the Bobby Charlton stand, and it's a huge monster of a stadium, and we're coming here again next year, and maybe we'll win. So come on
you Bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured, you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.